Syrian soldiers opened fire in the rest of city of Homs today, and armoured vehicles rolled through its streets as the UN Secretary General urged the world community to take action on Syria. Ban Ki-moon delivered one of his strongest statements yet, condemning the violence, saying President Bashar Assad must take bold and decisive measures before it's too late. Yesterday, the head of the International Committee of the Red Cross, Jacob Kellenberger, said the regime had allowed the ICRC to visit Damascus Central Prison, the first such visit during the five-month-old uprising. Christopher Wells spoke to ICRC press officer Hisham Hassan about Kellenberger's visit to Syria and the humanitarian situation on the ground.
There's no doubt that today the Syrian population has suffered a lot due to the consequences of the violence that is still ongoing in many cities in Syria. Hundreds of people have been killed, thousands have been injured, thousands of others have been arrested or detained. And many, many others have been displaced, left their homes, either staying in other cities fearing for their life and safety, or have left the country, as we have seen in the past few weeks. So the situation remains very difficult today for the Syrian population.
And the president of the International Committee of the Red Cross, Jacob Kellenberger, has recently concluded a visit to Syria. What were the results of that visit?
President Kellenberger met with the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, and he also met with the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Walid Muallim, to discuss several points, including the ICRC humanitarian activities jointly with the Syrian Red Crescent. They also discussed the necessity of giving safe access to all persons wounded to healthcare services. And another point equally important was discussed is the access of the ICRC to places of detention in Syria.
And what further activities will the Red Cross be able to pursue in helping to aid the people who are suffering from the violence in Syria?
Well, the ICRC started its first visit to the Damascus Central Prison 2 days ago. The ICRC continued yesterday and continues today this visit. The ICRC, in cooperation with the Syrian Red Crescent, have been able also and will continue going to the affected areas like Homs, Hama, Idlib, Latakia, Jisr al-Shuhur, and other areas where the population was and still is affected, in order to distribute, be it food parcels or medical first aid equipment. And this is what we plan on pursuing and continuing in the coming days and weeks.